The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WeLoveChurch.org. That's WeLoveChurch.org.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM, WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. I guess I need to talk to my good friend, Pastor Steve Reynolds. I had no idea the analogy he was using about Google, but I had come across this story independent of that knowledge, and I want to kind of open the show with it. A town on an Italian island is pleading with tourists not to use Google Maps after 144 emergency calls came in over the past 2 years from drivers and hikers who found themselves stranded and misled by Google. The mayor of Bonae, I believe it is, on the island of Sardinia said the signs being erected on area roads in Italian and English are warning tourists, quote, don't follow the directions on Google Maps. He said the local fire brigade has received 144 emergency calls during the past 2 years from drivers and hikers who found themselves stranded or lost by bad directions while trying to find scenic hidden beaches. Too many sedans and hatchbacks are getting stuck on unpassable tracks, sometimes off-road vehicles too, all because they follow Google Maps, whose instructions are often misleading on our roads, said the mayor to CNN. Well, there you go. But I think Pastor Steve gave good advice. There is a source of good, solid direction, guidance in life that will never, ever have you out in the boondocks, ever. That's interesting. I had no idea that spot was going to run just then, but you know, this kind of stuff fascinates me. In fact, I remember several years ago, probably read it here on the show, a guy, I think, as I recall, was doing a car carrier trick, a trek from Germany, somewhere in Germany, loaded with new cars, to London. And he was going by, I believe it was Google, and he found himself clear down in Portugal before he ever, he finally realized this ain't working. And in fact, the story said he was so far off course, they had to load his car carrier and truck and all of it on a ship and sail up to London versus trying to, you know, wend their way back through land. Anyway, that's just a passing story. As you know, this week opened the year with, this week opened again this year with what we've always celebrated as Columbus Day. And David Barton of Wall Builders has said the day has become yet another occasion for tearing down our American heritage and our heroes. And he says perhaps no other holiday in American history has so quickly gone from one honoring a venerated hero to now portraying him as a genocidal exterminationist. Teachers, public schools, academia, others across the nation attacking Christopher Columbus in what appears to be a concerted effort to make children as repulsed by Columbus as they would be of the world's most notorious criminal. Also writing on that subject, Dr. Jerry Newcomb. He's senior producer, on-air host, and columnist with D. James Kennedy Ministries. I've asked him to join me in a few minutes to talk about one of his own columns. He's asking the question, Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day? And he notes the same relentless plague of revisionism sweeping across the country. We'll talk with Jerry about it in just a few minutes. Let me see. What else do we have here? Oh, I know one of the things I wanted to make sure of, and that is we say some thank yous in our campaign with the Bible League. I really appreciate what you've been doing in that regard. I want to thank John in Silver Spring. Thank you, my friend, for a very generous $250 gift. And, of course, that is, what, 50 Bibles? But it's doubled to a $500 gift and 100 Bibles. And then Judy in Leesburg, $100 gift, 20 Bibles, doubled to $200 gift, 40 Bibles. Those are some of the latest that have come in. And as I said just before top of the hour, we only need another 2,723 Bibles to be provided. So if you've been thinking about it, I hope that you'll do something. Maybe a gift of $50, $100, $500. Yes, we've had gifts of even $1,000. We thank God for every single gift. And again, reminding you that every single gift is being doubled with matching funds at the national level by the Bible League. One more thing I wanted to mention. Toward the latter part of this hour, we're going to share a recent conversation I had with Southwest Airlines Captain Tammy Jo Schultz. She's the woman who, on April 17th of last year, successfully landed that Boeing 737 after they experienced catastrophic engine failure and rapid depressurization of the cabin. 148 people were on board, their lives spared, of course, because of it. She tells her incredible story of her whole career in a book called Nerves of Steel, How I Followed My Dreams, Earned My Wings, and Faced My Greatest Challenge. And she writes from a Christian perspective of how God has guided her steps through the years, from those youngest years of clawing and fighting her way in a very man-oriented career venue, if you will, and how she really has moved to the top of the heap, so to speak. And it's a remarkable story. I want you to hear a bit of it as we move later on in the hour. And again, as we go to this break this hour, I would just encourage you to help us with our Bibles. We really are excited about the chance to stand with the persecuted church. And so many of you have caught the message. You have stood with us. You have called. You have given. And we only have, we're about 60% of goal. So we only have 40% of goal remaining to provide nearly 7,000 copies of God's Word for heart-hungry Christians all over the world. And I have no doubt we're going to do it together as you call that number, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online at WAVA.com. Click on the banner that said Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. We're going to talk about Columbus Day when we come back.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amberin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonials based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI US Mulo 52 week 714-19 by UPC MLBO.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton. When I competed in gymnastics, I used to love to talk about my health, my energy, and my will to win gold. But today, I want to talk to you about something I used to keep private. My menopause. Between my hot flashes and night sweats and, worse, my constant fatigue, I felt like a stranger in my own life. Nothing I tried could give me relief until I discovered Amberin.
Amberin is clinically shown to relieve 12 menopause symptoms. Amberin is not a drug and is 100% estrogen-free and clinically tested.
Thanks to Amberin now, my energy is back, and those days of fearing hot flashes and night sweats are gone. I feel like myself again. Amberin works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine stores and see why Amberin is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
One of the biggest challenges of a building project is trying to fit the church's needs into the budget. Purchase the land, develop the land, and with what's left, build the building. So often a church has to cut out rooms or shrink them in size to accommodate the financial plan. The Bible states that we are God's building. In Luke 14:28, Jesus adds, "Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? Before you were born, God considered exactly what it would cost to build you into the person he wanted you to be. He counted the astronomical cost, spread his arms out wide on a cross, and said, 'You are worth it.' Without cutting out a space or shrinking his plan, Jesus provided for every single one of our needs, and he still has riches to spare. Oh, how exceptional, unsearchable, and thoroughly inexhaustible is God's plan for each of us."
This is Dr. Derek Greer, and I would love to meet you here at Grace Church this Sunday. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. That's gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Every year, thousands of Christians are welcomed to Israel as tourists to walk where Jesus walked. But for Messianic Jews living in Israel who have embraced Jesus as Messiah, the country is not always so welcoming. Of the more than 300 Messianic congregations in Israel, few have been granted nonprofit status. The rest have been denied official recognition and the benefits that come with it. Messianic Jews are often ostracized or harassed by their unbelieving neighbors. Pray for our brothers and sisters in Israel that they will not repay evil with evil, but will show God's grace and forgiveness to those who mistreat and marginalize them.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900. Don Crow Show on WAVA. As you know, this week opened again this year with what used to be celebrated as Columbus Day. But as David Barton of Wall Builders has said, the day has become yet another occasion for tearing down our American heritage and heroes. Perhaps no other holiday in American history has so quickly gone from one honoring a venerated hero to now portraying him as a genocidal exterminationist. With academia, teachers, public schools, and others across the nation now attacking Christopher Columbus in what appears to be a concerted effort to make children as repulsed by Columbus as they would be by the world's most notorious criminal. Also writing on this subject is my guest this hour, Dr. Jerry Newcomb. He's a senior producer, on-air host, and columnist for D. James Kennedy Ministries, a rich ministry that many of us know about and have appreciated for so many years. And he has one of his own columns called Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day, in which he notes this relentless plague of revisionism sweeping the country. And Jerry, thanks for joining me to talk about it.
Sure. Thank you, Don.
What would you suggest? Where is all this animus and hatred toward Columbus and other great heroes and figures of our history? Where's it all coming from, and why now, in your view?
Well, I think that the cultural Marxists, for lack of a better term, are trying to redo America. Basically, they want to kind of tear it all down and then create a new place, you know, in its a new country, essentially, in its place, assuming that they'll make it, you know, do a better job and so forth. And in effect, they're beginning with Christian criteria. There were some bad things that happened in the wake of Columbus coming to America, some terrible things that happened. For example, in Latin America, you know, by the conquistadors and so forth. And you know, Columbus's voyage did unleash that. But, you know, it's almost like, well, let's blame every single airplane accident that happens on the Wright brothers, because those, you know, idiots, those sons of a bishop, which they were in Ohio, and they did their work in North Carolina, they invented the airplane, and therefore all these terrible things have happened because of all these terrible airplane crashes and so forth. I think, you know, Columbus wasn't perfect by any means, and there were some things that Columbus did that were wrong and boneheaded and so forth. But overall, Columbus he opened the door through his heroic and, you know, it was a death-defying voyage. His own men tried to mutiny him, you know, at a certain point when they just kept sailing and sailing and sailing and so forth. Overall, he's a hero. And what he did was he helped open the world, you know, the old world to the new world. And so, therefore, these modern revisionists, they want to blame everything on Columbus that happened in his wake. But I think the same people are often very critical of our founding fathers. Our founding fathers, for example, when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, they basically, calling on God as a witness and asking for his help, they said, we mutually pledge together our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. They made a commitment so that they sacrificed so we could have this country and we could enjoy this country. And now here we are enjoying all the prosperity and so forth that this country and all of its blessings have brought about, and yet we're just very ungrateful. It's like a little child in the arms of, let's say, a parent who has provided so much, and then a little child just takes the little hand and just smacks, you know, slaps the parents. And, you know, it's basically an attitude of ungratefulness.
And ignorance as well. You're right. There's so much that
And ignorance as well.
And
by the way, there was a Christian side to Columbus.
In 1505,
he wrote something called the Book of Prophecies, and he said it was the Lord who put it into my mind. I could feel his hand upon me. He said, I didn't even consult maps. I used the book of Isaiah, and I felt that the Holy Spirit was guiding me. I'm paraphrasing him, but that's the gist of what he says. And, you know, it's really fascinating. And Columbus, by the way, is a study in perseverance. It was not easy for him to do what he did. It took him a long time just to convince the crown, Ferdinand and Isabel, to lend him the money or to give him the money so he could do his voyage. That took a long time, about 12 years. He said he was mocked and ridiculed, and all of this was met with laughter and so forth. And then when he was actually on the voyage, daily in his log, he would say, and this day we sailed on, and this day we sailed on. But I like what our sixth president once said, John Quincy Adams, who was a great abolitionist and did a lot of good for this country. He's kind of an undersung hero. But he said, duty is ours, results are God's.
That's good stuff. And Columbus' motive was to secure gold, yes, but for what purpose? As I understand it, it was to really help strengthen the spread of the gospel around the world. He wanted resources with which the Christian message could be expanded. Am I right?
Yes, and I would add to it that there was a part of it in which he was basically trying to free the grave of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem from Muslim hands. So that's why George Grant calls him the Last Crusader. That was part of his motive. But you realize, of course, that Columbus's voyage in 1492, it came about 50 years or so after the Muslims conquered Constantinople, the great Christian city. They killed all these people. They desecrated all these churches. They threw, you know, all kinds of crosses and so forth in the sea and everything. They just slaughtered all kinds of people and turned Constantinople into Istanbul. Oh, by the way, Turkey's in the news all the time, even today. Mm. Well, it was originally Christian, now it's Muslim and has been since 1453. Well, the Muslims blocked the way by which people from the West, let's say a lot of professing Christians and so forth, trying to get to India to trade with India, they could no longer go west. Columbus said, I'm sorry, they could no longer go east to get to India. So Columbus said, hey, let's go to India by going west. And, you know, nobody had sailed that long that was recorded, and the word got back to the rest of the Europeans. Frankly, I think the Norwegians beat him to it by 500 years, Leif Erikson did. But after Leif Erikson's voyage, all these other Europeans didn't follow in his train, and that's why Columbus did open the New World for the rest of the Old World. But, you know, what's really happening, Don, is that people today are smugly judging historical figures using today's criterion and so forth, and it's grossly unfair. Future generations will judge us, and they'll say things like, wait a minute, you had 4D sonograms, and you aborted willy-nilly millions, tens of millions of unborn babies, and you knew that these were human beings? Oh, and they were trafficking baby body parts, and you knew and you didn't lift a finger to stop this? And, you know, I'm serious. People will judge us just like we judge the Christians, professing Christians of about 150 years ago that owned slaves and somehow justified it using, you know, something from the Bible. And so people will always judge, you know, the future generations. I think the better way is to learn from the past, accept the good, reject the bad, and move on. And I think America, as a nation, has done a lot of good things that we, you know, at the end of the day, we try to keep getting better. America, America, God, mend thine every flaw. That's a beautiful prayer in that hymn, America the Beautiful.
I was just reading today in another source about slavery itself, and it was noted in that article that although the issue was very raw and very real back during the Constitutional Convention, there were those who totally opposed slavery and were abolitionists, as you said. Many of them were, not all, but they knew that if they tried to write that into the Constitution and deal with it there, they would never get a consensus that would give us the Constitution.
That is exactly right.
But they were able to go back and correct it, and they did go back. We have gone back and corrected it and remedied our awful scourge since then.
That's exactly right. If they had said, okay, we will deal with this issue now, they would not have become one united nation with all 13 states. Even the Declaration of Independence, the first draft of it included, you know, this indictment against King George III. That I don't know if you know this, but George Washington, George Mason, Thomas Jefferson, and others from Virginia created something called the Fairfax Resolve, 1774, and England would not let them pass this law. But the law basically would have dealt with slavery right then and there, you know, in Virginia, which is a slave holding state from whence Robert E. Lee himself came, you know, 150 years later. But anyway, bottom line is the committee that dealt with the Declaration of Independence that approved overall Thomas Jefferson's first draft of the Declaration, they felt if we include this part, we will not get the participation of some of the slave holding states, and therefore we won't have this unanimous declaration in Congress declaring independence. So it's like basically they said, let's become a nation first, allow for the process of amending the Constitution. It's not going to be easy, but allow for that process so this issue and issues like it or other issues can be dealt with down the road. But let's become united first. That's what they decided to do, and I think in the providence of God, it was a wise decision. Otherwise, we never would have become the United States of America. But you look at these well-paid athletes that take a knee or whatever during the national anthem. Really what they're doing is they're defying the flag of the United States that's given them all this freedom and prosperity and the opportunity to achieve, you know, these athletic results and be paid, really well paid, while the rest of us are working hard just to make ends meet.
I gotta go on that note.
Yeah, but you get the idea.
Oh,
you get, it's a great deal of ingratitude out in the land, and I say let's be grateful Americans.
And let's celebrate Columbus Day.
Absolutely.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk again.
Okay, thank you.
Again, that's Dr. Jerry Newcomb with the James Kennedy Ministries. And I'm among those who really oppose this revisionism. It is so hypocritical. We'll talk about that more in days ahead.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
There's a brand new worship experience in the DMV. Reed Temple's New Life Laurel. Come out and experience vibrant worship and dynamic preaching every week by our lead team, Reverend Omari Hughes and Reverend Shalita Fombi.
The Moab experience has dulled and diluted your discernment. It's left you bitter. You're becoming cynical and jaded. The resentment is reflected in your face. You used to come through the church doors, and you used to have an effervescent presence about you. But now when we look at you, oh, you're sullen and you're sad. You're mad. The stench and the scent of the Moab experience is starting to permeate and pollute your personality.
When you're serving, there's a lot on your plate. And what I cannot understand is why, with all that you have on your plate, you worried about what I got going on my plate. It just is fascinating to me that the same people who are tattletelling on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are the same people. If you bowing down like you're supposed to be bowing down, how you know I'm standing up?
Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for teaching at the Laurel Beltsville Senior Activity Center, located at 7120 Conti Road, Laurel, Maryland. See you there.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
As a doctor who provided medical care to remote islands, Dr. Ben LeBrow has seen some things.
Piracy, hurricanes, being struck by lightning.
While most of us can't relate to confrontations with pirates, we get that life comes with risk. But retirement shouldn't. That's why Dr. Ben purchased an annuity to secure a protected income stream for the rest of his life. Find out more at retireyourrisk.org. Brought to you by the Alliance for Lifetime Income, the sole sponsor of the 2019 Rolling Stones No Filter U.S. Tour.
We have delays on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound between 450 and the Beltway, and again between 193 and 197. Also have delays of Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound between 198 and Powder Mill Road, 270 northbound stop and go from 118 up to I-70 in Frederick. This report is sponsored by SMECO. Are you in? Get $50 from SMECO when you recycle an old working fridge or freezer. Schedule your no-cost pickup today at smeco.coop/oldfridge. That's your traffic up to the minute on WAVA.
Mostly clear and quite chilly today. Lows ranging from 35 outside the Beltway with frost to 43 in the district. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow. Pleasant tomorrow afternoon. High 67. Becoming cloudy tomorrow night. Rain arriving toward daybreak. Low 54. Sunday periods of rain in the morning. Clouds followed by partial sun later in the day. High 63. with the AccuWeather forecast. This is meteorologist Bob Ars.
The following is an encore presentation of a program heard recently here on The Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Tammy Jo Schultz is a Southwest Airlines captain and a former naval aviator. In fact, some of you may remember her story when I mention it. She received wide acclaim when back on April 17th of 2018, she and her crew successfully landed a Boeing 737 after catastrophic engine failure and rapid depressurization. It saved the lives of about 148 people who were involved. So much more to her credit, she became one of the first female FA-18 Hornet pilots in the U.S. Navy. By the time she left the Navy in 1995, had become a lieutenant commander, received a National Defense Service Medal, Expert Pistol Marksmanship Medal, twice received Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medals, and on the conclusion of her service, she also became a pilot for Southwest, where she continues to work today and is married to a fellow pilot and a fellow naval aviator, Southwest Airlines Captain Dean Schultz. Topping such a list of accomplishments, however, Tammy, you found time to write a book. And we welcome you. The book, by the way, folks, is called Nerves of Steel, How I Followed My Dreams, Earned My Wings, and Faced My Greatest Challenge. We'll give you her website and so forth in a moment. And also, there's a book launching event in the area I'll tell you about also. But first, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you're known for that event I just briefly described. Take us back to that day. What happened, really? What more can you tell about the details? And especially, what you think prepared you to handle that crisis?
Well, the details, some of which have come out, and some of which you'll have to get the book to get all of them because you don't have enough time.
Right.
But I will say, just an engine exploded. Darren, my first officer, and I at first thought that we had had a midair with another aircraft. The jolt was so severe, and the explosion had caused the engine cowling to peel back, and it had damaged the wing and some other things, so that the aircraft, it went into a snap roll to the left, and Darren and I both grabbed it and leveled the wings. But it was Darren's flight, so even though we couldn't communicate over the roar that was going through the aircraft because of the window being hit and out, he took over the flying. I showed him hands off, and I got busy with other things, making a PA, for one thing, just to tell passengers and flight attendants that we were not going down, that we were going in Philly. And my flight attendant, Shanique Mallory, Catherine Sandoval, Rachel Fernheimer, amazing ladies that unbuckled and went through an aisle that was so dangerous that they had sprained backs, bruised ribs, lacerations. But that explosion did a number of things, severing hydraulic lines and fuel lines, but also the broken window that gave us a rapid depressurization. And so we were in a bit of a rough ride all the way down, finding out later that we really couldn't use much of the power from the engine that we had on the right side, because it would push us to the left where we had so much drag pulling us to the left. And so there were a number of things all the way down that we had to just figure out. There wasn't a recipe or an emergency procedure that applied to each event.
As you're saying, and the question comes to my mind, or the statement rather, crises really don't make heroes, I don't think. I think they uncover them, they reveal them. To what extent is that true for you and the years prior that you look back and say, this helped me prepare for such an event? Anything come to mind?
Oh, definitely. I mean, really, as far back as childhood, when my parents gave me responsibilities and expected me to keep up with them. And so just having that responsibility and work ethic as a child, given to me as an example from my parents, and then leading on through in the Navy, great, amazing flight training, and truthfully learning that if you can keep from being offended, you can accomplish a lot. And so when I was taken out of teaching guns because I was a girl and told, I won't have girls teaching guns in my squadron, and put into out-of-control flight instructing instead, which nobody wanted to do, I mean, that served me well years later as an aggressive pilot and also in my day as a Boeing pilot, especially on April 17th last year.
I want you to repeat that phrase, if you can, before we take this first break. If you can keep from being offended, what's the rest of it?
Oh, you can accomplish a lot.
I like that. Folks, I hope you're taking notes. And even if not, get the book. We're going to tell you more about it. It's a powerful new book, beautiful cover, but more to the point, the context, superb. Tammy Jo Schultz, Captain of Southwest Flight 1380, Nerves of Steel, How I Followed My Dreams, Earned My Wings, Faced My Greatest Challenge. We're coming back and talk with her further about it, so stay with us.
Northern Virginia families are getting hammered by tolls. Pay-to-play politician John Bell is making things worse. Bell wrote the legislation guaranteeing toll increases on the Greenway for 10 years. 10 years of toll increases that your family will have to pay. And what did politician John Bell get in return? You guessed it. Bell got campaign cash from the Greenway toll owners. Pay-to-play politician John Bell. He's wrong for Northern Virginia families. There's a better choice. Gary Higgins will take on the Richmond politicians and get rid of the tolls. Here's Gary Higgins.
Like you, I've had it with these crazy tolls. The toll road owners and the Richmond politicians are taking us all for a ride. As your state senator, I won't stop fighting until these tolls come down. I'm Gary Higgins, candidate for state senate, and I've sponsored this ad.
Paid for and authorized by Higgins for Senate.
Google is great at helping you make great decisions, but God is greater. This is Steve Reynolds, pastor of Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia. And I want to invite you to my new teaching series called How to Make Great Decisions. How many times have you said to others and yourself, I just don't know what to do? Let's face it, we all struggle at times with decision-making. The How to Make Great Decisions teaching series will help you find divine direction and overcome the stress of decision-making. It will show you God's way to make great decisions that lead to increased joy and a brighter future. The How to Make Great Decisions series begins this Sunday, October 20th, and you can attend at 8:15, 9:30, or 11 a.m. Capital Baptist Church is conveniently located right off the Beltway in Northern Virginia. For more information, go to welovechurch.org. That's welovechurch.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad. And every guy listening with hair loss. Because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you, for free, how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate, 703-922-1900, 703-922-1900. 1900.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA, the book, Nerves of Steel, How I Followed My Dreams, Earned My Wings, and Faced My Greatest Challenge. The author, Tammy Jo Schultz, she's with me. By the way, Max Lucado, one of our favorite authors, many of you I know, says in Nerves of Steel, Tammy Jo reminds us that life's challenges and the choices we make equip us to face anything with confidence and that we don't have to face them alone. We'll talk a bit more about that statement, Tammy, in a moment. But I want you to tell us a little bit more about how this all started for you as a little girl. I don't know if too many girls that dream of being, or boys, I suppose boys tend to dream of piloting, but that's rather sexist itself these days. And you already have alluded to the conflict you ran into with this prejudice against females going into a supposedly sacrosanct male world. But tell us about how it all started and how you broke down those barriers for yourself.
Well, I can tell you how it started, but I didn't break any barriers, or I didn't feel like I did. Until you look back, you don't realize what you did, I think. But I just, growing up on a ranch in New Mexico, my dad gave me the same responsibility and the same accolades as he did my brother, both brothers, and also our hired hands. So it wasn't until I left home that I realized there was a division that the world had between what was expected or allowed for women. So that was something I realized after I left home. And I had just always done whatever I was able to do. And after seeing aviation overhead, the Air Force jets would anchor their dogfighting practice over our big hay barn. So I saw it overhead, but had never met a pilot. And then I read Jungle Pilot, which was about a bush pilot down in Ecuador, Nate Saint. And that kind of put the puzzle pieces together for me. And career day, I came into my first obstacle when the Air Force colonel told me that it was career day, not hobby day. And I should probably go find something girls could do. But I took a seat, not out of courage or defiance. It was not my school, and we had bussed in. The bus driver said the buses were locked. Stay where you are until time's up. So it was great, though. I got to listen about aviation. And it took about, I guess from that time, about 7 more years. I went through college, tried again. And it took about 7 years to find somebody that would accept my application. In the meantime, I didn't sit still. I mean, I worked through college. I worked after college. Sometimes I had 3 jobs at a time while I was interviewing for jobs and trying to find my footing after college. It wasn't automatic or easy. And I tried one more time. I decided, Lord, if you don't take away this draw to flying, then I'll try one more time, and that's it. I got to move on in life. And I came across a recruiter that would process my application. So
maybe that's what the Lord was waiting for you to say, huh?
I suppose so.
I'm at the end of my rope.
Yes.
Well, you do write that you're not religious, but you do have a relationship with the Lord, and we can hear that already. What does that relationship look like for you? And you've already alluded also to the role of faith in your journey so far. Can you elaborate on that for folks a little bit?
Sure. In growing up, I saw a lot of sunrises and sunsets as a kid, doing chores or just out on my own adventures. And it's just hard to be outside and not realize there is an incredible intelligence and intellect that would create something like that. And so I had a draw to the Lord, truthfully, through creation before you know, there wasn't a sermon or anything in particular that set me on my course, but I did have this misguided perception of God as a angry old bearded man in the sky waiting for me to mess up. And one summer, my mom talked my dad into letting us off for a week, and we went to church camp, and they were doing a study in James. And James 1:5 says that if we lack wisdom, ask God, he will give it to us generously without resenting it. And that statement it made it sound like I had a God that was persuasively seeking my heart. And I changed my image. He changed my image to that of a young man that walks the same earth that I'm walking. Mm. And I have to say, whatever we believe, we act on. And whatever we give time, we give influence in our life. So from that point on, I really enjoyed a daily time with the Lord. And I still, in fact, now I make sure I have time first thing in the morning because I need God's grooming on my heart and my mm-hmm. mind before I head out into my day.
You talk about three things important for everybody to have. What are they and why are they important in your mind?
I think you're speaking to the trio of habits, hope, mm-hmm. and heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And habits are one of those incredibly generous gifts that God's given us. Habits on a good day become our instinct on a bad day. And we live out in the country, and, you know, you'll see deer that head across the road right as you get even with them, or they're bouncing off of a fence or something. So you realize instinct isn't always wise. And so I can really see God's gift to us in letting us choose our own habits. And then hope. On Flight 1380, whenever we had a destination and our masks on and called back, and I made a PA at the loudest point in the flight, I still can't believe they heard me make the PA that we're not going down, we're going in to Philly. And the flight attendants unbuckled and headed down the aisles. There were passengers that did hear that, and the flight attendants shared that. And it didn't change our circumstances, but it changed us. There wasn't that blind, numbing fear that there was no one in charge in the cockpit, that there was no plan afoot, that there was no destination. And so hope doesn't have to change our circumstances. It changes us, and sometimes that's enough. And then heroes. I was touched that day by the many heroes that I saw on the ground as well as in the air. And I just have to say, I realized heroes don't require a title. They don't require equipment. They just need to be willing to see and then take action on behalf of someone else.
We're going to break on that note, Tammy, for one more quick break. Nerves of Steel. By the way, there's a book launch event Thursday, coming up this Thursday, October 10th, from 3 to 5:30 p.m. at the Women in Military Service for America Memorial in Arlington National Cemetery. Again, Thursday, October 10th, 3 to 5:30 p.m. at the Women in Military Service for America Memorial in Arlington National Cemetery. The event is free and open to the public.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's GOOD to 85850.
There's a brand new worship experience in the DMV, Reed Temple's New Life Laurel. Come out and experience vibrant worship and dynamic preaching every week by our lead team, Reverend Omari Hughes and Reverend Shalita Fombi.
The Moab experience has dulled and diluted your discernment. It's left you bitter. You're becoming cynical and jaded. The resentment is reflected in your face. You used to come through the church doors and you used to have an effervescent presence about you. But now when we look at you, oh, you're sullen and you're sad. You're mad. The stench and the scent of the Moab experience is starting to permeate and pollute your personality.
When you're serving, there's a lot on your plate. And what I cannot understand is why, with all that you have on your plate, you worried about what I got going on my plate. It just is fascinating to me that the same people who are tattletelling on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are the same people. If you bowing down like you're supposed to be bowing down, how you know I'm standing up?
Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for teaching at the Laurel Beltsville Senior Activity Center, located at 7120 Conti Road, Laurel, Maryland. See you there.
This is WAVA's Tom Moyer. We are looking for our promotions director for WAVA Radio. Our promotions director helps ministries connect with WAVA listeners, represents WAVA at local events, and helps listeners connect with the radio station. If you know someone that loves Christian radio, is great around people, has digital and computer graphics skills, and wants to make a difference in people's lives, please encourage them to apply. Send them to WAVA.com, keyword people. WAVA.com, keyword people.
This is Dennis Prager, and I strongly recommend you listen to Dr. James Dobson and Family Talk here on this station. His insights into marriage, relationships, and child rearing are extraordinary and life-changing.
Be sure to tune in for Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson every weekday night, Monday through Friday at 6:30 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. Life-changing talk radio.
A-Action Home Services, featuring Amana high-efficiency heating equipment with a 10-year warranty. 703-922-1900. AActionHomeServices.com.
Once again, the book's called Nerves of Steel by Tammy Jo Schultz. The website that you want to check out is Captain Schultz. SHULTS.com. In this last moment or two, Tammy, what can you say to encourage those who really are up against it? They have had some losses, some tragedies, some reversals, and they are really on the edge of kind of giving up and losing hope. And those who say, I had a dream, but it's past tense, what do you say to them?
Well, I think that dreams are just that spark that get us started. And sometimes they're a dream for a hobby or a mission. They're not the dream of what we want to do for work and life. And the Lord has been very good to groom my heart when I get too attached to what I do in life, and reminded me that who I am in Christ remains the same no matter what I do. So I would say, don't attach your worth to what you do in life. What we do in our hobbies and our work is something that it's a blessing to like what we do, but it's not who we are. It's not our worth. And those that are going through a tough time, I will have to say, if you read my book, you will see that it wasn't always just great flying that I was dealing with. And I know that I'm not singular. I mean, and it happens to men, it happens to women, that we come up against adversity. And I think, quite frankly, just reading scripture, and if you read through, especially the Old Testament, you just see how these incredible men and women don't always meet with victory, but their purpose was served. And so I would encourage you, first of all, don't give up, and you may need to redirect. But if your motive and your merit are good, and then press on. And also remember that the things that are adversities today may be the very grooming, the building blocks that you needed to face a bigger challenge later on.
30 seconds. You have a young reader's edition of the book, very special to you. What can you tell us quickly about that?
Love the young reader. It was a young reader that put me in a cockpit. The young reader of Jungle Pilot, when I read that in junior high, that set my course for aviation. So Young Reader Book is special to me.
Now, can these things be gotten at your website?
Yes, and it's Captain Schultz, S-H-U-L-T-S, no C, no
Z.
Oh,
thank you for correcting
me. That's my husband's fault.
All right, thank you.
And anywhere books is gold.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Tammy. Again, that website is Captain Schultz, S-H-U-L-T-S.com.
WAVA. PowerPoint with Jack Graham is on life-changing talk radio 105.1 FM WAVA weekday mornings at 9:30.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA FM and HD1 Arlington. Life change.